We're about to begin the last week of the count up towards Shavuos. Days prior to Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the month in which there's Shavuos, it's customary for people to set aside time in prayer, to daven that their children should all be Talmidei Chachamim, should all be Torah scholars. I think there's some very important, perhaps, observations that one can make by studying the history of various Jewish communities over the ages, in our day and age no less. Fine observant communities. Don't seem to last unless Torah scholarship is put up there as the supreme value. I'm talking about Jews that pay dearly for observance. Whether it's not working on Shabbos, be it keeping kosher, what happened to their kids or grandchildren or great-grandchildren? It didn't really last. It's no different in the whole map of American Orthodoxy and Israeli Orthodoxy. The societies where Torah scholarship is not the supreme value, ultimately, even Jewish identity is in question. The desire to remain Jewish, to marry within, even that's up for question. You know, and one can really ask, Torah is nothing other than the book of directions. What counts is just studying the directions. Yeah, okay, you got to fulfill them too. But that's the important thing? It's a means. And the answer is that that is far from true. Of course, you've got to study to know what's right and what to do. But the process of being involved in understanding truth, understanding divine wisdom, understanding right from wrong, racking your brains to understand. That develops an emotional and soul connection like nothing else. Yeah, you can connect to the Creator through prayer by calling out to Him. But that's calling out to Him. Ingesting His wisdom. Pulling His wisdom into your brain. That's not calling out to Him. That's not just emotionally, like craving closeness. It is closeness. That's the only thing that's for real, lasting. That's it. In Judaism, the goal of just being a fine, observant Jew, that doesn't suffice. Every Jew is supposed to be a Torah scholar. So what are we, a nation of only academics? I don't know what you call an academic. The peddlers, the tailors, the wood choppers. They were Torah scholars. The Jew has always valued his brain more than anything else. And that's true of any Jew. Yes, we're obsessed with the need for more and more wisdom. All Jews are like that. Those who know nothing of Torah still need education. Their kids need a degree or two or three or four. That's our strength. And studying divine wisdom is investing our essence in connecting to the Creator in the most intense way possible. And that's lasting. There are many important things in Judaism. Our care about humanity. Our care for every troubled individual. Our practice of opening our homes to the needy. Rambam writes, there has never been a Jewish community without a tzedakah fund. And that's true regardless of the level of observance or non-observance. Where there are Jews, there are charities. Yes, that's a fundamental. And yes, the land of Israel plays a very important role in Judaism. The supreme value, though, the supreme value that which makes the difference between a connection that is intense and internal. Sorry, eternal. That's a love for Torah. That's a love for wisdom. Shavuos night, it's customary. We study all night. Stay up all night and study. What's that all about? It's an expression of our love for learning. Which is how this is the most important thing in our lives. This has to be clear. There are all kinds of colors and flavors of orthodoxy. The only ones that last. This is not theory. This is practice. This is fact. You can do your research. The only ones that last are the ones where love for Torah, striving for greatness in Torah scholarship, where they are number one. Not to the exclusion of anything else, but this is the prime value. So yes, if Jewish continuity means something to you, you don't just want that your kids should know that God exists. You don't just want that they fulfill the commandments. You want for them to be Torah scholars. Learn to love your Torah. Learn to make that the air you breathe. Develop the enthusiasm to push yourself to grow and to want to share. Because that's what makes all the difference. That is the answer, the solution to Jewish continuity. That and only that. And when you spread the word, when you do outreach, the goal has got to be for people to know that there's a creator and that he blessed us with divine wisdom that is as relevant and profound as can be. You can't leave that out. You may introduce an individual to Hashem at best, you brought it to one generation, if it'll even last there. There's got to be a recognition of the greatest gift God ever gave humanity, the wisdom of Torah. So you've come here to study. Learn, develop that. When you're excited enough over it, go and share it with everyone you know.